Ken Colburn, and Brandon Disney.
Hey, a little caffeine.
And in case you missed that one, it was...
Dingoes Ate My Baby.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one that I go, what's that mean?
Dingoes Ate My Baby.
You know what? If you put that in Google, in parentheses, or in quotation marks, you'll understand why we think that's
just
funny.
This part right here.
Dingoes Ate My Baby.
Yes, just put
that's
that
all in here.
Right. Shall we go to the phones?
I don't know.
You got any compelling emails?
Oh, yeah, one that I don't know if we're going to be able to solve this one.
Go ahead.
Carol writes in, when I try to run defrag, it continually restarts. I just recently got high-speed internet that's always on, and I figure that must be what's causing it.
Yeah.
But if I use my firewall to block incoming traffic, it writes to the log file, so the defrag restarts due to drive content changing. Carol, I'm guessing you do not listen to the show ever.
Well, no. She probably has not heard us specifically address this the 4,000 times a week. 4,000?
4,000. I'm guessing she also has not gone to the free help section of our website.
Free help.
At computerproblems.com.
That's the direct link right in there. But this is the most frequently asked question we've had for probably 28 years running.
Yeah, you're on the right track, Carol. Something that's running in the background is causing the problem. Quick fix, reboot in safe mode. We have steps on how to do that for the various versions of Windows. Let's move on, shall we?
I'm guessing Carol's not listening, but somebody out there is who has the same question. It is something running in the background. If you can't disable it, safe mode is the way to go. And if you need step-by-step instructions, again, computerproblems.com, keyword to search for is...
Defrag. Yeah, it's not new to you, but it is to them, so it's okay.
That's right.
To the phones.
I'm all right with that.
David and Phoenix, you're next up on the Computer Corner.
Hi there, guys.
Good morning.
We have CDs with clip art on them.
Yes.
That we use periodically in the newsletters and various things. And
clip art,
we
good.
We'd like to be able to either add or remove text that's part of the picture.
Yes.
What kind of programs can I use to do that? I've tried Paint, and that seems...
No.
Paint is not going to get it done.
You're right.
Yeah, Paint is a way to keep the kids busy when you want to use the computer as a babysitter. I mean, obviously, the ultimate is something like Photoshop.
Okay.
You can actually get in and do an edit. You can do a pixel-by-pixel... I mean, you can do some pretty crazy stuff with Photoshop.
Understand, David, that you're not going to be able to edit it like a word processor where you can just highlight the text and delete it or change it. You're going to have to go in and actually retouch the photo so it doesn't have text and then retype new text on top, probably.
Okay.
There's a scaled-down version of Photoshop called Photo Elements.
And Photo Draw.
Photo Draw. Draw is kind of more annotation, but there's a bunch of them out there. There's a company called ULEAD. That's U as in Eunice? No, U as in...
Ukulele.
Unicorn.
Okay.
As in upside down.
Yeah, it's the N the other way.
ULEAD.com.
And they've got a bunch of fairly inexpensive programs. Marco's website, webattack.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lots and lots of free and low-priced image retouching programs.
But
so
be prepared to spend some time and be patient.
Yes.
Like I said, it's not a quick, easy thing to change that text unless the original files you were working with are images that are what they call vector graphics or layered graphics.
Okay, I understand what those are.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're not going to be if they're clip art.
Well, the files are various formats, GIF, TIFF, bitmap, and even some JPEG files.
Yeah, none of those are going to be layered images.
Yeah, they've been all jammed together, so all the layers are together already.
Those are basically the only ones that are on the CDs that we've...
Yeah, you can again, you're going to have to go in there and retouch them. If they were vector or the layered and you were actually able to get to the layers, you could actually get to the text layer and actually do a manual modification, but it would have to be in a very different format.
Yes.
You're getting the final product, like the output.
Okay.
It's like, when you cook something, and then you bake it, and then it comes out of the oven.
I want to get the butter out of it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Can't
well,
do it.
Most of the time, we want to take the text out, and so rather than trying to go in to edit the text, I'm
just
hoping
erase
that
it.
I can have a program to just put a white block over the
Well, what
text.
You can do is sample the colors around it, and then just use the eraser.
Yeah, see,
usually
if you get
all black and white.
Oh, okay. If they're all black and white, then you're going to be in really easy shape with that thing. So
right.
That's going to simplify your life a ton.
Paste a white thing over the top of the
or,
text.
Or look, just look, use the eraser.
Yeah, look for an erase tool. That's usually the best.
In that
way.
Case, maybe Paint will do the job.
Actually, it will. Okay. It just doesn't address all those file formats.
Right.
Paint doesn't get all the formats that we want.
Right.
Most of them, right? I forget which one it doesn't do, but that's the one I got the most of.
If it's that simple, I'm sure you can find something at webattack.com.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, David. And that's the way it works.
We've got time for one more quick call if you want to squeeze this
Let's
one
try
in.
It.
We got Darlene in North Scottsdale.
Darlene, please make our show complete.
Oh, my God. I've waited all this time, and now I get one quick question, and I've got about 20
I could be your senior person, like you had the young guy at the beginning. I could be your old lady at the end.
We've got 3 minutes, so let's make
it
good.
I'll make it fast, but I just have to tell you one thing. When I started with you guys years ago, you started me from the very beginning, and now I can do anything almost in the whole world because I keep running down to your Paradise Valley store.
Did you hear that, people listening?
Yep.
Just because of us, she can do anything.
Anything in the world, except now while I was waiting for you, I downloaded 100 digital photos, and I'm naming them. So see, I'm even by whatever you call it.
No, you're multitasking.
Multitasking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, here's my question for this moment. I had a lot of them, but I'll give you this one. My desktop says my active desktop disappears, and it says refresh your desktop.
Uh-huh.
And I do it, and it comes right back. And everybody I ask says, and I read everything, and said, don't worry, it's just a driver issue.
It's just another one of those anomalies.
Yeah. But it's driving me crazy. I don't get the blue death screen, and you know what? All these years, I've never even gotten a virus. I am good.
You are good.
But
it's because you listen to us.
And I listen to you, and my friends and my family all get your newsletter now, and I am your best supporters in the whole world.
Well, thank you, Darlene.
And I even got high speed because you made me do it.
And
we control her, basically.
Yeah. But as a
result,
my life. And you took those dumb calls with that lady who should have been listening and everything instead of mine. So,
Darlene, may I say on behalf of Michael, Brandon, and myself,
on behalf of the entire broadcast studio here,
we love you.
Yeah, I love you. So solve my problem.
Okay, the active desktop.
Yeah.
What that is a way to have more than the kind of just laying there images on your desktop. The desktop being the thing when you first turn Windows on for you new users. You sometimes have a picture of your family or whatever it is. Active Desktop allows you to put animation, all kinds of stuff on the desktop.
Right.
Specifically, it was designed to allow you to take web content, like a site that maybe had stock quotes or had a message of the day, and instead of having to constantly change your background, you could integrate the actual code of that site there so that it would change automatically every time it changed at the site.
We generally like to turn off Active Desktop because it does generally introduce other options and sometimes some problems.
So all I have to then my little grandson, my 13th grandchild, won't be smiling at me, but that's okay.
No. The chances are they will, depending upon where and how you created that image.
Okay.
If you just right-click anywhere on the desktop, one of the options is view as active desktop or
view as web page.
Well, it depends on the version of Windows.
Your music is playing. Can't someone stay on the line and finish me?
Darlene?
I just can't.
Just for you, because you're controlled by our influence, we're going to put you on hold and we're going to take you off the air.
You're wonderful.
Bake some cookies. Send them to Data Doctor.
If you missed any part of the show, you want to check out datadoctors.com/radio. Don't forget.
Oatmeal raisin.
Our TV show airs this evening at 4 o'clock on Cox Channel 9.
Reasons.
Walnuts and chocolate chips.
And it's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Valdivia reminding you, next time you have a computer problem, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
We'll talk to you next week.